WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Jimmy Kimmel contrite on his return to his late-night TV talk show almost a week after he was suspended for comments about Charlie Kirk's murder.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
About 20% of affiliate stations didn't air last night's episode. President Trump's had an apparent about-face on the war in Ukraine.
Frankly, Ukraine is doing a very good job of stopping this very large army.
Today, the Kremlin rejected Mr. Trump's accusation Russia is a paper tiger facing big economic problems. Democrats in Washington accusing the president of chickening out after he canceled a meeting about avoiding another possible government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's clear that Donald Trump and House Republicans and Senate Republicans are running scared.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Some Wisconsin residents receiving health care through the marketplace could see their premiums increase. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Weston earlier this week and says she has a plan. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with Marathon County residents earlier this week, leading a roundtable on the potential loss of health insurance tax credits.
Recently, we have seen legislation pass in Congress that has made our health care more expensive in this country and certainly in the state of Wisconsin. But one of the things we could prevent or fend off is the expiration of these tax credits.
Premium tax credits help low- and middle-income families pay for their health insurance. In 2021, those tax credits went to residents purchasing insurance through healthcare.gov. The tax credit program is now closing in on its expiration date at the end of this year. Baldwin met with constituents who could see changes in their coverage prices if premium tax credits expire.
I am leading the fight in Congress to extend these tax credits, make them permanent so that people will be able to afford their insurance through this program.
Baldwin is co-sponsoring the Healthcare Affordability Act, which would extend the premium tax credit program.
You know, we have a precious little time to act, but I'm hopeful because I do have some colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle who are taking a strong look at this, and we have just weeks to go before this will come to a head.
Baldwin says the hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites receiving health insurance through the Affordable Care Act could see their premiums increase as much as 34.5%. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And for WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. It's 55 right now.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 now on a Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or catching us on all the many ways that you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays or on demand all through the rest of the day. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Do you think Donald Trump watched Jimmy Kimmel last night? I mean, he couldn't resist, right? I mean, what narcissist, what would you be? What would a narcissist be if you can't help yourself and have to turn on the guy whose show you thought you had canceled, but due to popular uprising from not just liberals, not just moderates, but from a lot of conservatives who appreciate the First Amendment, having that full range of people demanding that Jimmy Kimmel be returned to the air, and he did. So we will play a couple of clips about that coming up, in about 15 minutes or so. So stick around for that. Of course, did you watch? Did you have any impressions on what Jimmy Kimmel said about his return or anything else that you have for questions or comments along the way here? Just a reminder, you can get into the comment sections of Facebook and YouTube for Up North News or Civic Media. Best of all, use the Civic Media app to text us, and I believe the phones are working again. So we're going to really start plugging the phones next week, because tomorrow and Friday the show will be on the road. But when things get back to normal here next week, it is going to be a lot of fun. Tony says on YouTube, I tried to watch Kimmel, but it's on so late. Yeah, same goes for the Brewers when they're on the West Coast. Again, I missed nothing. They lost 7-0. However, their magic number is 2 to get the best record throughout and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Coming up this morning, we're going to be talking to State Superintendent of Public Education, Jill Underley. That's at about 7:35. Late last week, she delivered her annual State of Education address in the State Capitol Rotunda. And Jill Underley, having been freshly reelected earlier this year to a new 4-year term, does not have to hold back. And, you know, we'll tell you what she really thinks, especially of efforts to, you know, shovel more of your tax dollars into private school vouchers. And so we'll talk to her about that and many other things along the way. Of course, you know, part of the real meat and potatoes of having this show is not for, you know, Pat Kreitlow to yap, but to talk up North News, and especially the many products that we have here, including a newsletter that you can sign up for. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the banner on top of our homepage, and get to be a subscriber. Today, for example, I got to bring in Parker Olson, who's producing this little party down in Madison Studio A2. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better after I saw the newsletter this morning. Okay. Ellie is our new newsletter editor. You know, because of my advanced age, Ellie appears to be 11 years old, but I know that she's older than that because, I mean, you appear to be 13, but I know that they wouldn't let you have this job as a 13-year-old.
Wait, that means that she'd be younger than me. Oh, God. How can she be younger than me, Pat?
You'll see. You'll see. Next week, she's going to start making regular appearances. And here's one of the reasons I'm looking forward to it. So I open up this morning's newsletter, and she writes, "This summer, my boyfriend and I went to see Styx, the Kevin Cronin band of REO Speedwagon fame, and Don Felder of the Eagles. I also saw the Doobie Brothers with my mom and my grandma, three generations who enjoyed the same music. This fall, the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers have been two main bands in my music rotation."
Well, there
so
you
either
go.
She likes the old guy music, or she's working a little too hard to, you know, get in good stead with the radio show host here. And I don't think it's that, because, you know, I'm not her boss, so she doesn't have to do that. But I just think that she's already demonstrating great taste in music. So
there you go.
That's
good.
Part of what she had to write. She also reminds us that there's a special fall edition of the newsletter coming out on Friday, all about fall festivals around Wisconsin, Oktoberfests, spooky sights as we get closer to Halloween and more. So if you want to see that in your inbox on Friday, get over to upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for that. So, did you try to stay up and watch the Brewers again out in San Diego?
No, I actually fell asleep at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, which is very early for me. So that was not even an effort at trying
Good.
To stay up.
Good. Yeah, like I said, it appears you missed nothing. 7-0, the Brewers lost.
Yeah.
But again, these are, in football, you refer to this as garbage time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get hurt, and you don't want to get in such a funk, you know, that you hobble into the postseason.
You don't.
But
I would like to. I have not looked at the lineup. I'm actually going to do that right now because I fear.
Oh, yeah. There
a little...
was another new pitcher for the Brewers yesterday, and I spent the whole first part of the season learning new pitchers' names.
Yeah, really.
I'm not going to get to know these names because they're not going to be on the playoff roster. And so the Brewers, they wrap up the series in San Diego with a day game, and of course, out here for us, that's mid-afternoon by the time they get started out in Southern California. So the pregame will begin at 2:35 this afternoon on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Park Falls, and Hayward. Then the Brewers are off tomorrow and then begin that final homestand of the series against the Cincinnati Reds at American Family Field. By the way, Quinn Priester is pitching in this afternoon's tilt against the Padres.
So an actual pitcher that we actually use.
Yes. Yeah.
Not again, Bruce Zimmerman.
Not Bruce Zimmerman, which I thought was a made up name. Isn't that a pseudonym of some sort?
It could be.
Yeah. But yeah, he gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Oh, did he? Nice.
So yeah. So again, don't get used to him.
Excellent.
I have neglected to mention we've been so busy with the Packer season started and the Brewers and Badger football. And I've lost sight, and I will not make that mistake going forward, that the UW Badgers women's volleyball team is ranked 7th in the country, and they beat 15th-ranked Florida over the weekend in front of 12,000 people at the Kohl Center. The Badgers are 7-1 on the season, and they will open the Big Ten season this Friday at the Fieldhouse against Rutgers. So, again, a good solid start for Badger volleyball here.
Badger volleyball is the only Badger sport that I think is, like, must-see viewing.
Yes, and clearly 12,000 people at the Kohl Center thought so over the weekend, too. And I just expect a really great year out of them once again.
Yeah.
Tony on YouTube, I only had the youth and energy of Parker. He says, Tony's got a connection to Cleveland. So he said he did stay up to watch the Cleveland Guardians complete their amazing streak to take the division lead over Detroit after being 15 games back not that long ago.
The Tigers,
This is quite a collapse by Detroit that's happening right now. We haven't talked about it at all, but every so often I look out the corner of my eye and I'm like, Detroit had this thing sewn up.
Yeah, they were doing better than we were for a minute, I think.
Yeah, and now they're in a real fight for these last few days. Oh, and by the way, we mention Tony all the time, but to your point about, what was the pitcher's name? Bruce Zimmerman?
Bruce Zimmerman, yes.
Yeah,
no relation.
He says, can't trust those Zimmermans, says Tony Zimmerman on there. Roger pops up on Facebook right now to say, if there is a team going to garbage, it's the Detroit Tigers. The Guardians have tied the Tigers, and the Guardians hold the tiebreaker. Whoa. So, yeah, we've got something fun to watch for the final weekend of the season here. So.
There you go.
All right. So we'll get back to Jimmy Kimmel's return to ABC coming up in about 7 minutes or so. But let me start by mentioning here closer to home that there is this governor's race here with Tony Evers not running for a third term. And on the Republican side, there is finally somebody with some widespread name ID as Congressman Tom Tiffany. Gives the Republicans somebody with some recognition. Now, again, it's not huge recognition, but the 7th Congressional District that Tom Tiffany represents, I mean, that is basically the northern third of Wisconsin, and he was in the legislature for about 7 years prior to being in Congress. Tiffany made his announcement on a right-wing radio show, and he said, "I give us the best chance to win in 2026. He says, "I will not allow our state to be dragged down that woke and broke road." And that really is Tom Tiffany's stock and trade. Has been going back to his days in the legislature, is just, you know, the cliches of Republican right-wing conservative talk radio. So you're going to hear about, you know, going woke and all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the actual issues that affect your daily lives and mine. And that's really reflected in his record. I mean, he is not exactly putting together a record that's going to win over moderate voters. Tiffany has won in solidly Republican districts, and he's been able to do that with positions that are against women's reproductive health care rights, in favor of potentially allowing open pit mining in northern Wisconsin, hostile to workers' rights, opposed to affordable health care, dismissive of gun safety proposals. And to me, I mean, the thing that was a real deal breaker was his vote against accepting some states' electoral votes back on January 6, 2021, going along with Donald Trump's plans to steal an American election. But he also is in favor of what Donald Trump is doing right now with all these tariffs and the way they're hiking consumers' bills. Well, in fact, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin gave us the first look at an ad that's going to start running today. Let's give a listen to the state Democratic Party welcoming Tom Tiffany into the race.
Tariff lover Tom Tiffany is raising your cost of living.
The tariffs that are being dumped are really good things.
In Congress, he voted to protect the tariffs that are forcing you to pay more for nearly everything you buy. Tariff Tom raised grocery prices.
Higher tariffs.
Prescription drugs and tools.
Higher tariffs.
He raised school supply costs.
Higher tariffs.
It even costs more now to wipe your ass.
Higher tariffs.
Tariff Tom Tiffany. Raising costs, flashing your money away.
There you see one part of what's going to be a multifaceted approach to tackle Tom Tiffany, because at this point, you know, he will be the Republican front runner. The one thing that he does not have coming into the race, which was a bit surprising, is an endorsement from Donald Trump. And what I mean by that is, look, last year in the 8th Congressional District in Northeast Wisconsin, Tony Weed got Donald Trump's endorsement right away. So right away that we were like, who's Tony Weed? He hadn't even announced yet, and Trump had endorsed him, which was, you know, great communication by those two. But again, Tony Weed started the race, a guy who was an unknown with Trump's endorsement. Tom Tiffany and Donald Trump are indistinguishable. And yet when Tiffany approached Trump to say he was going to be running, he did not come out of that conversation with Trump's endorsement. Now, I'm quite confident he will get it, but it's a little bit unusual that somebody who is such a, I guess we'll be kind and say a loyalist to Donald Trump, is still lacking that endorsement. But there he is with the endorsement for governor on the Republican side, and then four or five other candidates running on the Democratic side. The primary will be next August for the general election next November to be Wisconsin's next governor. We will talk about the return of Jimmy Kimmel to the airways next. First, from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Also coming up on the program today, we'll be talking at 8:35 to Kathy Hampstead. She's a national health policy expert with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She'll be talking about the impact of Congress and the president killing tax credits that have made health insurance more affordable to Americans over the past 4 years. Restoring those credits to make health insurance affordable is truly at the heart of the fight in Washington that could result in a government shutdown next week. And that's actually the focus of our question of the week, which folks are getting on Sunday mornings by signing up for our weekend politics newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, over at upnorthnewswi.com. The question of the week is, who's to blame if there's another government shutdown? Is it Republicans who have the majority in the House and the Senate, and they hold the White House, and yet they can't agree among themselves on a new federal budget? Is it Democrats who are to blame because most Republicans know what they want, but they need a handful of Democratic votes, and so the Democrats just go along? Or does most of the fault lie with President Trump, you know, Mr. Art of the Deal, who can't seem to cobble a deal that would, you know, be good for most Americans? So, again, that's our question of the week. Sign up at our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Civic Media has a new daily newsletter as well, filled with all kinds of links, show highlights, little news blurbs, and more. You'll find it through Substack. So to get Civic Media's new daily newsletter, here's the address. Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com. One more thing that's coming up in our next hour. It's day three of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. We'll give you a keyword just after the 7 o'clock news. You'll have until 8 o'clock to use the Civic Media app to text us that keyword to be in the running for a daily prize and then also a grand prize, which is tickets to a Minnesota versus Green Bay game in Green Bay in November to watch a little football action. So stick around for that keyword in the next hour. All right. Well, again, Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late night show. This is the most I've ever talked about Jimmy Kimmel, probably more than I've actually watched it. Probably more of a Stephen Colbert guy, though. I haven't seen late night TV in forever with this early radio show. I have nothing against Jimmy Kimmel, but it's surprising that we're all talking about him right now. But it was his show, and it was a very flimsy context that was put over some of his words that led Disney ABC to say last week that they were suspending him indefinitely because of the way that he reacted to the Charlie Kirk murder. When, of course, anybody could look closely at the words and see that they were positively tame by comparison and did not justify being removed indefinitely. And, of course, that indefinitely only lasted about 6 days before a whole lot of people spoke up, yeah, including people who don't normally agree with Jimmy Kimmel on the issues, but did stick up for our First Amendment rights to free speech and expression without undue government coercion. And so here are a few clips from Jimmy Kimmel from last night here. There is, for example, I want to see if I can introduce these right. Nope. And in fact, let's just here he is talking about being back on air and really what President Trump tried to do to push him off air.
I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that. Unfortunately, and I think unjustly, this puts them at risk. The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. He can't take a joke, right? And so one thing you didn't hear in there was an apology. Jim from Brookfield on our text line summed it up well, saying, "Good morning, Pat. My wife and I stayed up to watch Jimmy Kimmel and thought he did a very good job, spot on. We noticed he never said he was sorry, but his message was remorseful to anyone who may have been offended. We feel his emotions were sincere." Here's a little bit more of Jimmy Kimmel talking about that.
He's gunning for our journalists, too. He's suing them. He's bullying them. Over the weekend, his Foxy friend Pete Hegseth announced a new policy that requires journalists with Pentagon press credentials to sign a pledge promising not to report information that hasn't been explicitly authorized for release. That includes unclassified information. They want to pick and choose what the news is. I know that's not as interesting as muzzling a comedian, but it's so important to have a free press, and it is nuts that we aren't paying more attention to it. Walter Cronkite must be spinning in his grave right now. He's dead, right?
Yeah. Yes, 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 he is. And yes, would be spinning in his grave at this. And so, again, I'm so happy to hear that Kimmel was much more on offense and defending free speech and in no way appeared to be kowtowed. Here's one more clip to show that he's making the corner and turning back into comedy at the president, which is fair game in this country.
He tried, did his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. He might have to release the Epstein files to distract us from this now.
So there we go. Again, to the degree that it may have been just a big old distraction is a possibility. And Trump, of course, couldn't help himself. He had to comment on this. So he took to his tiny social media feed and he basically provided a confession that he, the president of the United States, had tried to remove Jimmy Kimmel and have the show canceled. Lots of insults in his tweet. He says, "I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative." Again, this is the president of the United States saying he's going to be going after networks and owners to do whatever it is that he says, including canceling comedians who tell jokes about him. That in itself is a joke, and the joke we need to keep telling because we have the freedom to do that in America. Today's history lesson is next. You're up, North.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
We are in the early stages of the Wisconsin cranberry harvest. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. But some unforeseen weather circumstances could be influencing this year's crop. We'll share that story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
In Eagle River, Dave Zawatowski of Lake Nokomis Cranberries has his harvest underway, but he said he's a little worried about this year's crop and the influence that all the smoke that drifted in from Canada did on early fruit development. He says right now, looking at the yields, he doesn't think it's going to be a record breaker.
I think the smoke from Canada is kind of playing into our crop more than, maybe more than we think, you know, and An important part of getting a good crop is to get it pollinated. And we can bring in all the bees in the world, you know, but if it's smoky, the bees stay in the hives. They don't come out. So if you have a few days of that smoky Canadian weather, that particular variety may not get pollinated the way it should.
Dave Zawatowski from Lake Nokomis Cranberries in Eagle River on why the Canadian smoke is robbing him of some potential yield this year. He also said the odd weather that we've picked up so far this fall with the cooler than expected weather that we experienced in early September. He says that's an influence not on this year's cranberry crop, but next year's, since some of the budding for next year is already happening now. And if you enjoy birds, you're being asked to turn non-essential outdoor lights off from 11 p.m. tonight till 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's part of the effort called Lights Out Alerts. 21 million birds will be migrating through Wisconsin overnight tonight, and scientists say keeping lights out makes sure those birds have a safe visit. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. It's 55 right now.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
There's Sting as a part of today's history lesson for the September 24th, 2025, releasing his sixth solo album, Brand New Day, on this day in 1999. Way back in the history books here, on this day in 1789, the first United States Congress passed the Judiciary Act, which creates the Office of Attorney General and the federal judiciary system, including the formation of a Supreme Court. So, a free, independent court system dates back to this date in 1789. This is the anniversary of the birth in 1942 of the late Jerry Marsden, or he's the frontman and the namesake of Jerry and the Pacemakers.
It may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying.
Now, I had considered from Jerry and the Pacemakers playing their other one of their other big hits, You'll Never Walk Alone, which, of course, is still the song used by the Liverpool Football Club. But I don't know the extent to which Parker pays attention to Premier League soccer and would have known that connection of Liverpool and their song.
No, I had nothing there. I am not a soccer guy at all.
Okay, all right. Then needless to say, the Liverpudlians out there in the audience are very disappointed in you and in me for not playing that song.
Liverpudlians?
Liverpudlians are what they are called, yes.
You're serious? That's what it is?
It got to the point, yes. It got to the point when we lived in a British territory. We lived on Grand Cayman for those 3 years. And when we first got there, you know, it's like we were the ones with the funny accent. Because there aren't that many. Everybody thought we were Canadian. Because our accent, we're close enough to Canada, but we don't say sorry, we don't say a boot, you know. But by the time it was done, not only could I tell the difference in accents between Caymanian, Jamaican, and Trini, but I could tell which folks were from Liverpool versus London, and of course, cities up to the north. And Scotland. Scotland, you could tell because couldn't understand a damn thing they were saying. It was, you know, rocks in their mouth.
Scotland sounds like that, and you don't really know what they're saying.
Yes. But Liverpool has its own distinct accent. While we're speaking of things British, it was on this day in 1954 that the iconic London double-decker bus was introduced. The AEC Routemaster was the name of it.
Interesting. I didn't know it had an actual name. I just thought it was a double-decker.
Well, it had to be, some kind of a make and model of something. So, AEC Route Master. There was one of them in Eau Claire for the longest time. There's a mall that's not there anymore, London Square Mall.
Okay.
And they had one of these double-decker buses as their shuttle bus. And it would come around the college campus and other parts of town.
Yeah.
And you could just hop on and get a free ride to the mall.
I like it.
And I don't know, frankly, why more places don't do that. Yeah. And say, you know, it doesn't have to be a double-decker bus, but something unique and say, hey, you want to come out here? Free ride. Because we know you're going to spend money.
I would do free rides in the Wienermobile. I think that's a great idea.
I don't think there's a lot of passenger capacity, but yeah, I could see something like that working out. Let's see. So that was 1954. In 1966, the number one song was Cherish by The Association. In 1979, the Eagles released their sixth album, The Long Run, with the lead single being Heartache Tonight, a song co-written by Bob Seger. Then we move up to 1983. The number one hit was by Billy Joel.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away.
Now, Tell About It was a song inspired by his future ex-wife, Christy Brinkley. It was the first of seven singles that would come off the Innocent Man album. There was also Uptown Girl, The Longest Time, Leave a Tender Moment Alone, Keeping the Faith, among others. It was just a juggernaut of an album. Tony says, not a bad thing to be mistaken for a Canadian in today's world. Yes, absolutely.
True.
On this day in 1988, here was the new number one song. It was the first ever a cappella song to hit number one.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
be happy.
First a cappella song. It kind of surprised me that it took till 1988 for that to happen.
Yeah, I would have thought that there'd have been something like in the 50s or 60s.
And again, time does what it does to various songs. Some age well, some don't. I'm sure a lot of people hear this now and they think that it's very cliche. And I just like to remind people that when this song was fresh and first out, it was so different and unique and novel. And most importantly, happy. Lord, we needed happy days back then in 1988, just as we do now. And it was, you know.
I associate this song with like my fourth grade math class for some reason.
Well, sure, why not? You know, it's easy. It's an easy one for the kids. You know,
yes.
You don't have to do any censoring or anything like that. Let's move up to 1991 with Nirvana's breakthrough album Nevermind being released on this day 34 years ago. On that very same day, in 1991, the Red Hot Chili Peppers released Blood Sugar Sex Magik, containing the hits Under the Bridge and Give It Away. That album would sell over 10 million copies worldwide. Up to 1996, and this is the title track to a musical film that was directed by and starring Tom Hanks. That Thing You Do is one of those, I think, underappreciated pieces. I'm going to bet, Parker, you have not seen That Thing You Do.
I have not. No, I'm...
It was a bit of a takeoff on, say, the Beatles, of, again, back in that era, trying to create boy bands.
Sure. Yeah.
And put a group together. Now, this one wasn't all random guys. They knew each other. And it talks about how, you know, how hard they worked. But then you get a little bit of fame and, you know... Fame does what fame does to some people.
End up like Kreitlow with a pontoon boat on the lake.
And a pontoon boat, and you just live, you know, you just never leave your house. You're just an absolute shut-in.
Yeah.
That track, by the way, written by Adam Schlesinger. That's like Trump saying to see the Minifin. Bass player for Fountains of Wayne. This is also the anniversary of the date of Richard Bong. And now, again, because of the name Bong, you know, a lot of people like to tell a lot of jokes when they see the Bong Bridge or the Bong Memorial or all the other things. Parker's not even trying to stifle his laugh.
I'm only laughing because you made a point of it. I thought we were just going to blow by it, to be honest.
Oh, no. Because, Richard Bong was born this day in 1920. And he's a Medal of Honor recipient from Northern Wisconsin. And so I just wanted to share that story real quick. Richard Bong was one of the most decorated American fighter pilots and our country's top flying ace in the war. He's credited with shooting down 40 Japanese aircraft with his Lockheed P-38 Lightning. He grew up on a farm in Poplar, where he became interested in aircraft while watching planes flying over the farm that were carrying the Daily Mail for President Calvin Coolidge, whose summer White House was in Superior. You might not have known that little historical nugget either, that Calvin Coolidge's summer White House was in Superior. And so Richard Bong became, again, a decorated fighter pilot. He died in 1945 at the age of 24 in California while testing a new jet fighter, the Lockheed P-80, shortly after the war ended. But Richard Bong, a Medal of Honor recipient from Wisconsin, was born this day in 1920. One more birthday to pass along. Again, the late, great Muppeteer, Jim Henson. But did you know that Jim Henson and the Muppets actually had two songs that charted on the Billboard Hot 100? There was, I'm sure a lot of you, your first guess would be Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog. And yes, it hit number 25 in 1979 on the charts. But before that, the Muppets actually hit the charts in 1970 with this little nugget from Ernie.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
And then we can get into the whole, you know, Bert and Ernie living together thing and rubber duckies and everything else. But let's just keep it for what it is, the sweetness of a man loving his rubber ducky at
nothing
bath
wrong
time.
With that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. Today is Women's Health and Fitness Day. It is National Punctuation Day. Sorry, no, National Punctuation Day. I had the wrong one on there. Let's see, birthdays include F. Scott Fitzgerald. Oh, and this is National Cherries Jubilee Day. I believe Cherries Jubilee, is that the one you pour some brandy on and you set it on fire?
Oh, is that what that is? Ah.
I believe it is, and I have had that once in a restaurant. And you never forget it, in part because your eyebrows get a little singed. But
yeah,
it was one of the best desserts ever. So get out there and set fire to some cherries today, kids, and celebrate Cherries Jubilee Day.
I would like to point out today is Ben Platt's birthday.
Should I know that name?
You should probably know. How into theater are you?
I don't know. Tell Grandpa about Ben Platt.
Okay, Ben Platt, he was Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen. A huge musical.
Yes.
Yeah. He, and I only am bringing this up because we had Billy Joel earlier.
Yeah.
Billy Joel looks like the child of Jerry Seinfeld and Ben Platt.
Okay, well, now I got to run to Google after the show and check that one out. So
just add a drop in.
Happy birthday to Ben Platt. All right, what else you got for entertainment news this morning?
Entertainment news. I would say that this is news more for my generation, maybe a little bit before my generation as well. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm very excited about that.
Wait, so Bill Nye did not like predate you that much? You actually know Bill Nye?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Wow.
I don't know Bill Nye from watching him on TV. I know Bill Nye from watching him in classes, because we would use his videos a ton in classes.
I was going to say, yes, probably as classroom videos rather than being a new TV show.
Yes.
But when he was first doing the show, it was very much it was novel. It was unique. Somebody was using, you know, quick cuts and camera shots and animation and everything else to make science cool.
He gets
a star on the Walk of Fame. So that's cool.
I didn't think of like the editing of that show being what made it really interesting.
Oh, huh. it was a little edgy for its time. Again, for talking about science. So
very
yeah. What's the new rules here for The Voice that you've got?
Voice they're introducing a new twist. It's called the Carson Callback Card. And I'm not familiar with this show. Apparently the host of the show,
Carson Daly, yeah,
he is going to have a card that if no coaches turn their chair, he can make them get a second audition, which is specified as being blind, which I thought was the point of the show, was that it was
blind.
It is
the point of the show.
But I don't know. I just thought would pique some interest.
All right. I'm more interested in what happened to the friend of Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic had a friend who, he was killed by a tiger very, as you probably could have guessed. during an animal show.
That's a terrible tragedy, but you want to see my shocked face?
That
one of Joe Exotic's buddies was killed by a tiger.
Yeah.
All right. There's today's history lesson. We're talking to State Superintendent Jill Underly in the next hour. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withhold federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. For this September 23rd, 2025, have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have Abby Underwood with us. Abby, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. This is going to be fun. We want a chance to hang out a little bit and get to know you, and it's going to be a chance to do that. We appreciate you. Now, you guys have some big upcoming events. I want to jump right in. One of the bigger events that I would say that the Chamber is a part of is the Legislative Breakfast. It's a big one, and it's right around the corner.
Yes, this is one that you definitely don't want to miss out on. It is happening October 17th at Mid-State Technical College from 7 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. If you're a member, it's $35. For a non-member, it's $45. They're just going to be having a bunch of people come in and talk a little bit about everything going on, hear updates from legislators and local community representatives. Also want to thank our sponsors for this, which is Mid-State Technical College, U.S. Bank, Findorf, and Domtar. Just sounds like it's going to be a really great time. We don't have a lot of this around the community area, so it's nice that they're coming around here. If you want more information about it, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or call 715-423-1830.
We'll get that information out again before we wrap up. And Abby, you make a really good point there. We don't have a ton of these opportunities. There isn't just a ton of them in general, let alone in our area.
Yeah.
We're fortunate here at the station. Senator Teston, Representative Krug join us once a month, and we're able to talk with them. But that's one-on-one. That's me talking with them. And while I take input from the listeners all the time and some of those things, and I try to survey the area of things that want to be our listeners want to hear about, this is a chance for no middleman. It's just you and these representatives being there and being able to ask these questions, talk to them. We have so few opportunities like that in this day and age, and it's probably never been more vital to have these opportunities. The Chamber's been doing this for a long time, but it's really been in our favor that they have been, because now more than ever, these opportunities are so important. I appreciate all the individuals that come to this breakfast and give their time to our community, answer these questions. I do ask our community to always act like adults. Treat these people with respect, the same respect you would want to be given. We have enough divisiveness in this day and age. I think that for the most part,
And I think that overwhelmingly Wisconsinites are this person that I'm describing. It's not, this is not controversial for me to say in this state or anything, but I do think that it's a nice reminder every once in a while to treat people the way you want to be treated and to treat these individuals the same way. They are human beings. They are just like you and I, and they deserve that. And they also deserve to hear what you think and feel, because that's their job. We the people, that's what this is about. This breakfast is an opportunity to be a part of that. Abby, can people do we need people to register for this event?
Yep. So registration is open now, and it goes until October 10th. It is a very popular event, so make sure you check it out and get registered before. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you are a member, it's $35. For a non-member, it is $45.
Mm-hmm. She ain't kidding, everybody. This does fill up very quick. Make sure to register. Make sure to get over there and do that. It's a nice reminder to me to do that, actually. I put that down in my notes. Networking at Night is coming up on October 20th. Can we hear a little about this?
Yes. So Networking at Night is coming up. It's on October 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and this is at Tamarack's Pub. I was actually able to go to my first Networking at Night the other night a couple weeks ago, and I had a lot of fun. It's just a great opportunity for members and future members to come in and network with each other. We have great appetizers and prizes and stuff, so it's just a great little time to sit down in a relaxed setting and chat with these people.
Mm-hmm. Tamarack's is a great spot, a great place, especially if you haven't been there before. Here's a wonderful opportunity to check it out. And we talked about these events quite a bit over the years. And one of the things that we really focus on is that ability to be able to network, to be able to get to know other businesses in town, especially ones that you might not otherwise. This is just the same thing as far as, you know, making friends or just getting to know new people and meet different people. We don't, the older we get, and I'm ancient, so you guys wouldn't know this, but the older you get, the less opportunities it feels like you have to meet people, get to know other people and stuff. And here's a wonderful chance to do that while also being able to check off a little work, which is something a lot of us like to be able to do, both boxes, kind of checking off and everything. It's a great event, wonderful one. Do people need to register for this one or just show on up?
So this one you can just show up to. It's free to attend for our members and future members. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time. If you want more information on it, you can visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or give us a call at 715-423-1830.
Speaking with Abby Underwood, Marketing Manager with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, another big event that you guys have coming up is the Business Expo. And one thing that I enjoy about this event is that it's big for not just employees, future employees, but businesses as well. It's a great opportunity, similar to what we said with the Legislative Breakfast, an opportunity for people to really one-on-one talk to people.
Yes. So our Business Expo is another big one. This is happening October 28th, and it's just a day of discovering and networking, so registration is now open but does close on October 14th. For members, it's $100, non-members, it's $120, and nonprofit, it is $50. So from 2 to 4 p.m., we have our business-to-business networking. That's where businesses can come in, bring your business cards to show at the front gate, just so you can conversate with each other and get to know what's going on around the community. And then we are open to the public for free from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., where you can just network with all these businesses, maybe find yourself a job if you're looking for that sort of thing, and just communicate. It is Candyland themed, so if you come along and you decorate your booth, you also have a chance for a reward.
It's very cool. The Candyland theme is perfect. It's a perfect for this. It's not only, I think, fun, a part of the event and everything, but it really fits the event in many ways. I like that part of it. And there's a line here that you have about this event, a day of discovery and networking. It's perfect. That's a great tagline right there. There are movie executives that would kill for to be able to come up with a tagline for their movie that good. In part because it's certainly the networking part. We've kind of described that very well, Abby, and got into that. But the discovery part, we're seeing more and more, and we've been seeing this since the pandemic. More and more people are, you know, a job is great, but I want a career. I want something that I'm going to enjoy doing, or I want something that I'm putting back into my...
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late-night talk show nearly a week after Disney suspended him over his comments about the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk.
I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. Ever.
After meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky at the UN, President Trump says he now believes, with support from the EU, Ukraine can't fight and win back all of its land. As for Russia,
3.5 years and they've gotten not so far. So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight too. And they've proven that. Maybe it's a it could be that Russia is a paper tiger.
The Kremlin rejected that claim today. Desperate move by President Trump's would-be attacker at his golf course in Florida. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Ryan Ruth, who had just been found guilty of trying to assassinate then-presidential candidate Donald Trump, put a pen to his neck in an attempt to stab himself.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in.